23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Nice drop-in visit from Rico McCarthy, the coach of the Portage Lake Pioneers. Morning, Rico.
Good morning. How are you doing, Todd?
This, of course, is a really, really big weekend for not only the Portage Lake Pioneers, but also the Calumet Wolverines, because the Great Lakes Hockey League tournament is being held here this year. This is cool.
That's right. The tournament goes on a rotating basis, so every team has a chance to host it. It rotates team to team. So last time we hosted it was 10 years ago in 2005. So it's kind of rare. You know, it doesn't come every other year.
Well, and home cooking really means something in a tournament like this. I know that there have been times in the past when your team, you've gone to other tournaments, but some of your players can't make the commitment to be gone for a weekend, so you play shorthanded.
Right, you know, and it starts early. We start at noon today, so that's a time commitment for people to get off work or out of school or other commitments. And so the first games, a lot of teams travel light, and then as the weekend progresses, more and more players come in.
So basically the venue for this is D Stadium, but you have some games also at the Houghton County Arena.
Right. This is a 12-game tournament, and in order to get all 12 games in this weekend, we had to put 3 games over at Houghton County, and the other 9 are at D Stadium.
Does everybody in the league make the tournament?
That's right. That's why we call it the league tournament. All 9 teams will be up here this weekend.
Okay, but I didn't know if there was an elimination. You know, sometimes the top 8 make it, so that kind of thing.
Well, sometimes, you know, we've had as many as 14 teams in the league before, so they, you know, when there's that many teams in the league, they do limit the participants.
And we're going to be broadcasting all of the games involving your team, the Portage Lake Pioneers, and also the Calumet Wolverines on our sister station, KBAR 102. We'll stream them as well at KBAR102.com. And really looking forward to some good action here.
Right. You know, this league is very competitive, and it's a lot of skilled players, and it'll be a fast-paced weekend.
And your guys almost won the regular season title. You came darn close.
Yeah, we ended up with identical records with West Bend, and we split the regular season games on win-losses. But unfortunately, they scored more goals against us than we did against them. That was the next tiebreaker.
Yeah, so it went down to the second tiebreaker. To give them the regular season championship, which you hope to avenge this weekend.
We hope to. You know, they're a very good team. They got a lot of depth. They're a big, strong team. So hopefully we'll get it done.
And the first game involving your team is when?
The Pioneers play Monroe, Wisconsin tonight at 6 at the D. And then Calumet plays at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the D, and then again at 8:30 tonight at the D following our game.
And then you have another opening round game tomorrow morning.
We have an opening round game against the Fond du Lac Bears at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
How does it determine who moves on?
Well, with 9 teams, we have 3 brackets with 3 teams in each bracket. So you play each team twice or once in your division. And then the 3 division winners move on, and then a wild card
Okay.
Go to the semifinals.
Okay, so the semifinals then will be played later tomorrow?
They'll be played Saturday night at the D, yes.
And the finals, which we hope that you are going to be in?
That would be sweet. The championship game is scheduled at 1:30 Sunday afternoon at the D.
Now, is it set up so that you and Calumet could theoretically meet in the championship game?
Yes, it is. It's set up not on purpose, but just by chance how we were seated.
So that would be extra cool.
That would be extra cool. It would be a continuation of the Gibson Cup.
Yeah, which ended fairly quickly, as
yes,
I recall.
Yes, it was a short one this
year,
fortunately.
You guys took care of business on that one pretty efficiently. So now these games, they're open to everybody, right? They're open to the public?
Yes. For the weekend, we have admission prices of $5 per game, or you can go the economical route, and it's $10 for a weekend pass, which would get you in all 12 games.
Well, it's some great hockey this weekend, and we certainly wish you guys the best, the Portage Lake Pioneers. We wish your counterparts from across the bridge and Calumet Wolverines, we wish them the best as well. Hope to see you. I would love nothing more than to see you guys in the title game and into overtime and just fighting it out the way that good Copper Country hockey should be played.
That would be great, and I hope a lot of people come out and watch the games this weekend.
Good luck to you, Rico. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Rico McCarthy here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.